We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We hope to have Colonel Harding with us this morning. But until we can get him on the line, I just thought I'd sort of reminisce for a while about how the American people have been intentionally and purposely misled by the media, which is largely controlled by six major corporations here in the United States. They know exactly what they're doing. And certainly if you go, for instance, to Simon & Schuster, a large publisher, you'll find that they probably own 20 other publishing houses. And the same is true with so many of the major publishing houses. They've gone and they bought up other publishing houses. Why? Because they want to control what's in the books that you read. They control the newspapers. I mean, they control the television. I think Comcast has close to 1,000 television stations across America. And they've systematically bought up the media so they can control what the American people think and then continue using the financial and military power of the United States to accomplish the age-old goal that's described on the back of the dollar bill beneath the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. And the caption beneath that on the back of the dollar bill, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order, the new world order. There is an organized effort to accomplish that, and it's amazing what they've been able to do to the mind and the reality of the American people. You know, most people believe, of course, that communism was the enemy, and of course they were working to take over the United States, whereas communism from its inception was financed from here in the United States. Certainly Ford Motor Company bought the motor plant in Gorky so that they could build the cars to make at least Russia halfway habitable, and major American corporations investing in Russia, and certainly our bank helping the Russians, our banks financing Russia, because, of course, communism is a system that doesn't work. And so they had to have constant infusions of technology and finances from the United States. Not that the Russian people aren't brilliant and capable, but of course when you take away people's incentive and put them under a ruthless tyranny, it doesn't work. But we had to have an enemy. We had to have an enemy so the American people would rally behind our government, which was controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And of course the Brotherhood of Darkness wanted to use America's financial and military power to bring about a one-world government. And how would you ever turn from the weak government that our founding fathers gave us with no organized military? We were not to have a standing military here in America. We'd have a navy to protect our ships, but we would develop an army very, very quickly. If we were under attack, we'd have an officer corps, but we would not have a standing army because our founding fathers realized that could one day be used either as a vehicle of international power or certainly to take away the freedom of the American people. Well, unfortunately, that is what's happened because they were able to convince us that communism was the enemy. Then, of course, the people were willing to pay their taxes, high taxes, to finance the military. And, of course, originally the military took half of our budget. But then little by little, of course, that decreased as, of course, we moved towards a welfare state. And this communist system here, where the government would provide for us from the cradle to the grave, but with that, of course, would come the power, ever-increasing power of government, and monitoring us and installing suddenly everybody with a card and number, everybody with a number, suddenly the drones, the GPS, the monitoring of the telephones calls, the monitoring of the emails, the monitoring of the faxes, all by Project Echelon. Well, Colonel Harding, are you there this morning?
Good morning, who's calling? Yes, I'm here.
Always good to have you with us. Well, Colonel Harding was certainly one of the most decorated war heroes in Vietnam. But now, of course, he's fighting another battle, trying to save America, and with the several organizations that are working behind the scenes, trying to get the American people to understand what's going on. Certainly one of the women with that is pointing out that our elections here in America are rigged, and they are rigged. I mean, basically, if you look at the last elections, there were places in Ohio where more people voted than there were actually there in the census and precincts. In other words, these were 110% of the not registered voters, but the people living in that area, 110% voted. How could that be? Well, it couldn't be. The election was rigged, and then they diverted our attention away from that by the General Petraeus scandal. Colonel, you pick up the story and explain to our listeners why you're concerned about what's going on.
Well, I'm very, very concerned about what's going on because just recently we've found out that there is a move afoot in the military to vet the officers, especially the officers, to see if they would follow orders to fire upon citizens of the United States of America. And those that don't want to follow those orders are suddenly finding themselves out of a job and out of the military. In other words, you remember we have what was called posse comitatus, which means you can't use the federal troops against your own people. And it appears that that's what they're going to try to do. They're trying to make sure that the people that they have in the military would follow really unlawful orders to put down an uprising. And, of course, the uprising that they're talking about are the people who want to follow the Constitution, the Tea Party folks, the ones that want to be represented in Congress by someone who is following the Constitution. So this is very, very disturbing. And I think it's something we've got to be aware of. And this not only comes from people who are retired, but it also comes from people who are actually in the military right now, that they are finding out this is happening.
And that really is frightening. I mean, why would they want to make sure that the military was fire on the American citizens unless they were planning on imposing a dictatorship? They knew that people would rise up, and they want to have a military they can depend on to maintain the power elite who control both political parties now, control our media, our banking, our corporations, our educational system. Indeed, they control the very soul of America and are using America's financial and military power to bring about a world government. Why do you think we're sending American troops into 35 nations in Africa today? Why? Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Colonel James Harding. Colonel, go right ahead. I share your concern. Do you have to suggest, or is there anything we can do about the fact that they've actually requested information on whether the military would fire on American citizens? Every person in America should be up in arms, both in the military and without. And any officer who would say he will fire, he will do what he's told to do, even though he knows it's morally wrong, should not be disgracing the uniform of our U.S. military.
Well, there's a lot of things we can do, but it's going to take a combined effort of a lot of people. And that's why we've formed a couple of organizations that are working on things like this. One of them is United States Patriot Union. They have a website. It's patriotsunion.org. And that's a group of folks that have several compartments within the Patriots Union. They have a law compartment. They have a legislative compartment. They actually have a military compartment. But since we joined them with the Veteran Defenders of America, we've kind of taken over the military department. And Veteran Defenders of America also has a website, and that's veterandefenders.org. One of the things that we're doing right now to try to change what has happened in the last election is to file a lawsuit. And we're working very hard to get financing for that. So if somebody is interested in trying to make a difference with this last election, the fraudulent election, if they can go to either the patriotsunion.org or veterandefenders.org, you'll see on there that we have put this lawsuit on the website so you can see what the lawsuit is and what we're trying to do to right that wrong. Now, we have other things on there I think you'd be very interested in, and we would invite anybody that would like to join one of these two organizations and help us fight this fight, because not only are we fighting against the fraud there, but last year, actually a little over a year ago, we published a declaration to restore the constitutional republic. And a copy of that is on there as well. And it essentially enumerates all of the things that this present administration has done wrong, well, has done that are unconstitutional. Of course, it's wrong, but it's also unconstitutional. And we're fighting that fight as well. And one other thing that we're trying to get done is to pass what we call a Balance of Powers Act in each of the states, which is essentially saying that the state is a sovereign state and that the federal government cannot pass laws that are unconstitutional and force the states to follow those unconstitutional laws. We're working very hard with all 50 states to get that legislation passed, because once we do, then the state will be able to say if a law is unconstitutional, they will be able to have their own law enforcement people, especially the county sheriffs, essentially say, excuse me, you can't come into our state and force us to follow a law that is not following the Constitution. So these are some efforts, I think.
Go right ahead.
These are some efforts of what people can do right now.
Well, now, who is it who is thwarting the Constitution? What groups or organizations are working behind the scenes, taking us away from our Constitution towards an autocratic government controlled by a small ruling oligarchy or elite? Who is really behind this?
Well, obviously, we've got enemies from without the country. The communists, of course, have been after us for a long time, and they published a book that had 49 things that they wanted to try to accomplish, and some of the things you just mentioned earlier are in that. One of them is to destroy our morals. Another was to destroy our banking system. Another was to destroy our schools. Another one was to destroy our churches. And if you look around, you'll see that the pretty far along on those. And of course, then we have the Muslims, who have the Muslim Brotherhood, who has decreed publicly that they want to see the Muslim flag flying over Washington D.C. Now, the sad part is we have people within our own government that are helping this to go along. People with a lot of money and a lot of influence. One of them, of course, everybody knows, old George Soros, who is a multi-billionaire. He's working very hard to get us to change our way of government, to have a world government. And of course, that brings up Agenda 21, which is the world organization trying to make us follow the mandates of United Nations. And of course, that's something we can't do, because the United Nations isn't a constitutional organization. Our constitution says we can only have a treaty with another sovereign state, another sovereign country, and the United Nations is not a sovereign country, so it's actually unconstitutional for us to even be in the United Nations. So these are the people that are working to try to upset our government, our plan, our plan of action that put forth by our founding fathers.
Well, I guess this morning, Colonel James Harding, our telephone number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. Oh, but of course, George Soros can't do this on his own. There's got to be a sort of organized effort out there to permeate so much of our government and put people, certainly, who want this all-powerful government in positions of power. Certainly, they must have control of the media in large part, don't they? Because the average individual really doesn't have any idea. The people who go to our colleges today, they're being indoctrinated in Marxism, as I was when I went there. This has to be a very extensive organization, doesn't it? These people, these subversives trying to change the structure of our society. One man, George Soros, couldn't do this alone, that's for sure.
He's just one of many. And, of course, we know for a fact that a long time ago, there were a couple of men, I can't think of the name of the man now, but they organized the people to be able to attend colleges overseas, and these people are, of course, working behind the scenes. Most of them, we don't know their names, but we do know that they have a worldwide organization. They obviously all have a lot of money, and for some reason or other, with that money and that influence that they have, they're trying to change our country from being a constitutional republic to being a part of a new world order.
Well, you're speaking of Cecil Rhodes and his round table group and the people going to Oxford dedicated then to and indoctrinated in this concept of world government?
That's correct. Exactly what it is. And of course, we know that a lot of those people went over there on a scholarship, a Rhodes Scholar. And that Rhodes Scholarship was set up by a man a long time ago who wanted to take these bright young people that we have. And by the way, when I went over there was Bill Clinton. Take these bright young people, indoctrinate them into a new way of doing things. And of course, we see the results of that in the way Bill Clinton ran his presidency. And that's being, followed up now with his wife, Hillary. And of course, with the present occupant of the White House. I don't even want to say his name.
All right, boy. We have a caller. Of course, our number is 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn giving you a call for a second time here in Denver.
Okay, good to hear from you again. Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question for your guest, Dr. Stan. Seeing as how the colonel has been in the military, has served honorably, one of the things that has been on my mind is the fact that the Congress is now preparing to permit women to be on the front lines in combat. And I don't know about the colonel, but I'm a bit of an old-fashioned man. I don't think that women have belong in that kind of a situation. Certainly there are individual females who may be able to fulfill that role, but on the whole, I think that this is something that we need to maintain a standard of understanding about that is in the old-fashioned understanding that women do not belong in that kind of situation. One of the things I'm seeing, and I'd like the colonel to address this, if he would, and give us his opinion. One of the things I'm seeing is that a lot of the military personnel seem to be echoing this sentiment, yet due to political correctness and pressures from government and perhaps even from some various propaganda agencies in the media and other things, they do not want to come out and say this. And I cite as an example of that a military official who was on a radio program just today that I heard who did not want to say that the increase in the amount of unwed pregnancies or unplanned pregnancies, the increase in the amount of affairs and other inappropriate relationships that have been happening since women have been put on submarines, on naval vessels, in close quarters with male officers or fellow male soldiers, the increase in the amount of inappropriate relationships that have been taking place since they've been put into various situations within tanks and other issues have arisen because of that.
Let's get Colonel Harding's thoughts. Colonel, how do you feel about this idea of placing women in combat units? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are pretty old-fashioned, but they're very pragmatic because I can remember when we had a male military, we had a tremendous fighting force. We won World War One, we won World War Two, and we did pretty well in Korea and Vietnam with very little help from the female side. Now, I'm not saying that females aren't capable of doing a lot of things, and there are individual females that can probably do what some of our male people, male military folks can do. But let's go back to the Bible. God created man, and then he created woman to be his companion and so on. If we allow our females to go off to battle and they are killed in battle, then who is going to be able to keep the household going? It's a social experiment that I think has gone awry. For some reason or other, we feel that we have to do in the military what we do in civilian life, and that's allow people to do all sorts of things. We have had to accept homosexuals in the military. We've had to accept people from other countries. Right now, we have people in the military from our enemies' camp, Muslims. That's about the most asinine thing I can think of that we can do is to put the enemy in our military. We wouldn't have thought about doing that in World War II with the Germans and the Japanese, and it's foolish that we do it today. So it's all a part of a social experiment that we're forcing the military to accept, and it's degrading our military because we have to make changes in our military. We have to take these young men that are 18 to 20 or so years old and put them into a battle situation where they've got to worry about taking care of someone that's maybe not quite as capable of taking care of themselves. And again, I'll say that there are some individual women that are probably just as powerful and good as the male counterparts. But as you say, we have to modify. We have to modify the submarines and the aircraft, and we have to modify the tanks and all these other things. This is a male-dominated world when you get into combat. You don't see a lot of other nations throughout the years that have used females because they know the male by the most part, is a stronger person. There is a place for females in the military, and that is working with in our hospitals, working with our administration and so on, but they don't need to be in our combat areas. The same thing I would say for our chaplains and our medical people. We need those people in the military, but we don't need to put them into combat situations. Obviously, they're going to have to be there in a support role, and that's fine. I accept that, and I look forward to it. But I am totally 100% against having females, homosexuals, and all these other social experiments in our fighting forces, because that just detracts from the mission, and the mission is simply pure to defeat the enemy as quickly as possible and come back home again.
Because my concern is that having done all the things in the military they have, that when this next war comes, and it is coming, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to lose that war, and America will no longer be. We'll be back in the moment. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. I agree with you totally.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Colonel James Harding. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And the most ridiculous thing that they could possibly do would be to advocate women in combat. If you wanted to destroy our military, there's no better way to do this, and that's just what they want to do. They want to destroy our military, and they're doing a great job of it. And, of course, talking about, you know, when did you fire on American people? Why would anybody ask that unless they were intending to use the military against the public? We have a subversive element, ladies and gentlemen, working at the highest levels of our government, and it needs to be exposed, and you need to be involved, helping us get the word out. Certainly one of the best ways of doing that, I know, is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I hope you'll get it. Get the old books that were written, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, None Dare Call It Treason, written by our good friend John Stormer, who I just happened to talk to yesterday, and he will be our guest here in about a week or so. Wrote that book in 1964, and at that time there was an awakening among American people, but we have so many young people who have come along who have no idea that we have a small cabal working at the highest levels of our government dedicated not to America, but to using America's financial and military power to bring about a one-world godless government headed by a one-world ruler who, if you're a Christian, we'll understand, will be the Antichrist. Well, my telephone number, 1-800-877-254-754. And, of course, our guest, Colonel James Harding. Colonel Harding, how can people get in touch with these organizations you spoke of? Is there a telephone number they can get in touch with?
Well, I would refer them to the website. That's the easiest way because on the website, we have phone numbers, and those two websites are patriotsunion.org and veterandefenders.org.
You always have to repeat everything twice for people to get them down. Veterandefenders.org, is it?
That's correct. And patriotsunion.org.
Go ahead.
At those websites, there are phone numbers you can get in touch with us. Of course, you can get in touch with us with emails. But mainly, you can look at those sites and see the things that we're trying to get done to change what's going on here in our country. Now, the Veteran Defenders was put together as an organization to help veterans. We've got some 26 million veterans in the United States. Obviously, some of them from World War II and Korea are getting a little bit old, but we can still have our voices heard. We can still make sure that our families are protected and are ready to meet any emergency. And we, in fact, along those lines, we sent out to everybody that joins the Veteran Defenders a series of lessons, 22 lessons, which goes into great detail how you can prepare yourself and your family, your friends and neighbors in any eventuality, whether it be natural or man-made. We can, such thing as a tornado or a hurricane or a flood or an earthquake, any of those things where you would have the capability because you thought about it ahead of time to be prepared to meet that emergency and take care of yourself. Now, having said that about these two organizations, I think the other thing that we've gone astray with in the United States of America is we've started using our reserve forces to fight our wars. And by doing that, we now no longer have that group of people here at home, the National Guard and the reserve forces, to defend ourselves against an emergency or be used in an emergency situation here at home and to defend our borders. Now, we have active duty people scattered all over the world as remnants from World War II. We need to bring those people back to the United States, or active duty forces, and have them as a ready force. If we are attacked, our interests are attacked anywhere in the world, we could then have those people that are trained in active duty ready to go fight that war, defeat the enemy, cause them to surrender, unconditionally surrender, and come back home. And there are very few instances where we can't do that in a matter of months or at the most a couple of years. If you remember, in both the World Wars, 1 and 2, We didn't take 10 years or 12 years or 15 years. And this is a much more, much larger battle than we had in Korea, Vietnam, or in the Middle East now. But we went there with one intent, and that was to win. Whatever it took to win, we would do that. We took whatever force it took to win. Now, are we going to have some collateral damage? Of course. When we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, those weren't necessarily military targets, but it caused Japan to surrender. And that's the idea we have to take when we attack an enemy that has attacked us, whether it be somebody, some Muslims that have done something, or whether it be some communists have done something. We go to the source, destroy that source, make them surrender. And if we do that, we're going to save a lot of money, we're going to save a lot of lives, and we're going to keep our people back here at home rather than squandering the natural resource that we have in the United States of America. And that's our young men that are out there fighting these battles.
Well, I certainly share your concern, and I hate the thought of our young men being sent all over the world at the present time to fight in senseless wars. I mean, after all, why did we invade Iraq? Oh, they had weapons of mass destruction. President Bush knew that Saddam Hussein had transferred all of his weapons of mass destruction to Syria, where they are today, may very well soon be used upon Israel. In fact, I got a commentary from our represented over in Israel just Monday this week, that basically Assad, President Assad of Syria, said that if he is killed, he's ordered his military to launch a missile attack on Israel. And the Israelis are very concerned about that because, of course, many of those missiles will have both chemical and biological warfare agents on them. But where did this Saddam Hussein get his biological and chemical warfare agents? Why, we gave it to them, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing happens by accident. I mean, terrible things are happening. We killed 1 million people in Iraq because our president lied to us. And certainly it's not just Saddam Hussein, but not just Barack Obama who's wicked, but certainly the administration before that under George W. Bush launched us into a war with certainly Iraq that was totally uncalled for. Why are we sending our patients, our military, throughout the world? We need our military to defend America, but not to impose this new world order that our unelected rulers desire. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. But certainly they're undermining our military. They're using our reserves. Actually getting the military ready to be used against the American people, putting women into combat units, almost as if, Colonel, there is a conscious effort to destroy the effectiveness of our military. Are some of the people in the military concerned about what's happening?
Yes, they're very concerned, and you're absolutely right. That's what it does. When you put these social experiments on people, you destroy their morale, you destroy their fighting effectiveness.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And give us a call, 7254-7524.
What good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home, and I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Colonel James Harding. And Colonel, what sort of results are you getting with these two organizations now that you're affiliated with, the Veterans Organization, the Patriotic Organization? Is there a response across America as you try to provide the leadership for the American people when, of course, basically we have real problems in America because we certainly both political parties have been compromised, both pushing exactly the same way. Certainly the Republican Party, I mean, I wish I could didn't have to say this, but the Republican Party is going right along with its ever more government power over our lives. Certainly they're not talking about cutting back massively on the government programs. They compromise time after time. A lot of Republicans are very upset by their leadership, but they don't understand that the plan for a long time is to have a two political party system, and then the establishment controls both political parties, and they're moving us towards bankruptcy, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way they can continue spending, having to borrow 46 cents out of every dollar that's spent. But you have to understand the people love it. I mean, we're all getting all these benefits. 150 million people to get today are getting some form of government care, whether it be Social Security, Medicare. Medicare and Medicaid goes to 100 million people today. And then we have 46 million, 47.5 million people now on food stamps and all the great subsidies that go to our farmers and go to many of our major corporations. And, I mean, they give, $500 million to some organization called Solyndra that's going to build the solar panels, and they go bankrupt. And what happens to the $500 million? Well, sorry about that, folks. I mean, when the government has all of this money, they can give it to their friends, and believe me, their friends are making vast fortunes. The people who help our politicians get vast sums of money from the federal government, and then, of course, they fund our politicians, get them elected. Little wonder that the Congress today has an approval rating of about 10%. That's far too high. Most of our congressmen are simply making fabulous sums of money by betraying America. We have some wonderful patriotic people there, but I wish we had more. And it's, the reason we have corrupt people is because the average citizen is not involved politically, holding their elected representatives responsible for what they're doing and making certain that we have people who believe in America in Congress, rather than those who want to feather their own nest and get large pensions when they retire. And some of the congressmen make fabulous sums of money when they're in Washington, D.C. How do they do it? How did Barack Obama get $35 million to buy a beautiful estate over in Hawaii? That's why he's going over there all the time. Where did the money come from? Nobody wants to ask, and nobody wants to investigate. Barack Obama, who's never had a job in industry or anything else, he's always been a social organizer, came up with $35 million. Go right ahead, Colonel. I'm sure you share my concern on a lot of these issues.
I sure do. And one of the things I think that's caused our country to fall into the disrepair we have is the way we have jimmied the system, as I call it, we have a great Constitution. I think the men that wrote that Constitution were touched by God to be able to create a document that for over 200 years has withstood almost every attack on it. But right now we have messed up our system. They set up a system of checks and balances with an executive branch, the legislative branch, and a judicial branch. Those branches have been kind of melded into one because we have a president in the executive branch who has issued a lot of edicts and executive orders which are overstepping his bounds into the area of the legislative branch, and we have a legislative branch that's allowed him to do that. And then, of course, by appointing judges who are not really judges that are just helping us follow the Constitution, you're actually making laws from the bench and changing the way the Constitution is read. One of the things that allows them to do that is the fact that we have an election system that has been totally destroyed. For instance, we have a couple of companies, ESS being one of them, that controls all the voting machines, and those voting machines can be rigged. They're electronic, and you can change them to do whatever you want. And that's one of the things that we're challenging with the Patriots Union and the Veteran Defenders with a lawsuit. And I would, again, invite anybody listening to go to either one of our websites, patriotsunion.org or veterandefenders.org, and look at that lawsuit and see how you can help. Of course, the main thing we need is funding to support that. Both of these organizations, by the way, are self-sufficient. We do not, we're not 501c3 organizations. We're LLCs. So in other words, we have to be self-supportive. We're not, tax exempt or anything. And it's just a bunch of people out there. All of our funding comes from either donations or from the dues of our members. So it's very difficult to do something like this. The other thing I think it's changed the way we're doing things is two organizations. One of them is unions, which have way overstepped what they're originally designed to do, and they now are controlling a lot of what happens in our government. And the other thing is the lobbyists. The lobbyists have gone up there. We probably, some of these larger companies like GE and Boeing and so on, probably have at least one lobbyist for every member of Congress. And they're helping them, giving them favors, and doing things that cause us to pass legislation we may not need. Obviously, to have a strong military, we have to have good weaponry. But what's happened in the past few years is, instead of always picking the best weapon system, we pick the one that happens to have the greatest lobbyist support in our Congress. We should have a fly-off or a shoot-off or whatever weapon systems we buy for our military, it should be the very best that the industry can put out there, not one that someone has proposed for us. And finally, what I would say is, if you remember Chronicles 7:14, it's time for the United States of America to get back on our knees, accept the fact that God is in control of our country. We were touched by God to have a Christian nation. We're the only one other than Israel that's like that.
Amen to that. We're out of time, Colonel. I agree with you totally. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Bye-bye.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, we hope that you enjoyed the conversation with Colonel Harding, and I share his concern, and there are people out there who are concerned about what's going on, about the fraudulent elections. Ladies and gentlemen, they have this idea that we elect our representatives. Do you understand that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president elected here in the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission? I mean, there's only 87 members in it. And some of them are both Canadian and Mexican. A small group of people make mockery of the electoral process and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world, godless society eventually to be hunted by the Antichrist. And unless you are involved, then you're part of the problem. Because men and women become accomplices to the evil that they fail to oppose. First of all, to understand what's going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you agree that it really does have an impact on people, then we hope you'll buy a case of them. It'll help us to get it reprinted. And you can get a case of the book, 64 copies for $150. And if you're in a position to do that, we'll appreciate it. If you're not, then we ask you to pray for my ministry, for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. To understand what's going on today, let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21. It is the master plan for what's going on today. You can read about it up on the Internet, but my talk, the Sunday Agenda 21, the covert plan will give you an excellent overview of what's going on and the genocidal programs which are being carried out not only throughout the world but right here in America, where they're actually using our food, using the air, using our water to poison us. They really think there are too many people in the world. Why do you think that America's level of health has gone from number one in the world to number 17? Why do you think we have so much cancer today? Whereas, of course, 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Now it's one in two men and one in three women. They know what they're doing. This is criminal. These people should be arrested and tried and executed for their crimes. And yet most people don't even have any idea why we prescribe all sorts of treatments for cancer that are ineffective. And why certainly effective treatments are suppressed. If you haven't read the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, or our four-tape set on the Brzezinski treatment, and they wanted to send Brzezinski to jail for 230 years. 230 years, why? Because he had an effective treatment for cancer, and he was curing them, and there are lots of cancer treatments that are actively suppressed today. How many people do you know who've died of cancer? Why would anybody want to encourage cancer? Why? Because there are too many people in the world. And they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And if you doubt that anyone would say that, you need to get our four CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, or get the transcript of it, The New Order of the Barbarians. And that statement was made by Dr. Richard Dame, the director of Planned Parenthood, a member of the secret group that controls our nation today and, of course, is destroying, intent upon destroying humanity, destroying the lives of our children, promoting autism and all sorts of diseases among our children, and you look at the children who are not vaccinated, they're far healthier. They don't have the autoimmune disease, the colitis, the lupus, the rheumatoid arthritis, the juvenile diabetes type 1. They know what they're doing to our children. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day, 4 hours a day. VinCivitas.com until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic